Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you go there and check it out. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and including the newsletter, including the archives, the articles, et cetera, et cetera, and thousands of different pieces of information there you can read and listen to at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jay Myers. He's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions, the author of Keep Swinging. Jay, give us your website, please.
It's ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
ISITN.com, right?
That's correct.
All right.
And the book.
And Jay, one of the things that that I wanted you to talk about is some more about what you're seeing out there in the economy, and some ideas that you've come up with that will help small business owners to do a better job of dealing with this recovery, which, as I've been calling it an M recovery, M for marathon.
Well, I think that's a great way to put it, Jim. You know, I think that one of the things that is problematic about this situation is, you know, the media was just feeding this whole, you know, recession thing and putting people in a difficult position, you know, mentally to deal with it. And then now, you know, they've kind of gone the other way and everything's great and, it, you know, it's all coming back and all. Well, I think one of the things we're observing, at least here in the state of Tennessee, is there's no net new jobs. I mean, we're still hovering around almost 10% unemployment, right. So it's difficult. For small business owners, here's what, you know, from our perspective with my business, and I can't necessarily attribute this to everybody's business, but this is what's working for us, is that with all that media, whether it's positive or negative necessarily, but certainly the positive you want to listen to because that's good, but with the negative in particular, we just block it out. We have a business here. We're selling technology, video conferencing, and audio visual. We know what we got to do here, and we know the plans that have worked and the success and the places that people want our products and services. And we can't speak for General Motors or Ford or whoever else out there and that are laying people off or doing these different things. That's not my business. And I think that,
well,
you know,
one of the things that you're saying is so important, Jay, is that you know, you need to, it's important to listen to the news and to hear what's going on. But at some point in time, you got to look around and say, okay, what does it look like inside my four walls? What does it look like outside my four walls? What's my experience? What's going on in my business, in my community, in my market, in my state? That's your reality, isn't it? Not necessarily what you hear on television.
That's exactly right, and we're trying to stick to what we know has been successful for us in the industry that we work and have worked hard to be successful in. And you can get caught up in all these other things and woe is me and make excuses and everything why things are not working out for you because somebody in Michigan got laid off. Well, I don't live in Michigan. I mean, I feel sorry for the folks that don't have jobs up there. There's a lot of people in Las Vegas, and I was at recently, you know, a lot of unemployment out there. But I don't live in Las Vegas. I live in Memphis. I service the Southeast. I got to take care of my patch. I got to take care of my customers in this area.
Right.
Do the best I can. And you know what? I think as small business owners, and I felt a very strong obligation for the years on this. We hired last year the most we've ever done in 1 year, 15 people that increased employment 30%. And I'm very proud about this, Jim. But that's the sales results. But I've never laid anybody off here at this business at Interactive Solutions. I don't intend to, so when we hire them on, we want to keep them with a career for life. And I think that's important. So a small business owner that can add people, that can justify it, you know, go forth and you know, just do your thing, do it that makes sense, and, you know, and stay focused. But block out that media. That would be my best advice for this morning, you know, just because it's not really going to do you any good.
But not the radio. But not, you're not talking about radio.
No, not right. The radio. You know what I'm talking about. You're positive, Jim. The other folks are not so much. You have a very positive impact.
What has been the key to your success? You've had a good year last year. You keep hanging in there. What do you think the one thing has been the key to your success? Is it experience? Is it having retained earnings in your business so you were financially strong? What do you think the key has been?
Well, I think a couple things, one of which is, and this is very corny, but I'll say it anyway. You know, I'm the type, I'm not a real techie type, even though I'm a technology company. I hire really good people. And I think one of the keys to people like me that, you know, high energy and pretty competitive and everything is that recognize your strengths and then also recognize your weaknesses. And, you know, people like me can tend to try to micromanage or get in the way of people. And I've worked real hard on hiring good people and then getting out of the way and let them do their job. Don't micromanage. Right. And I think that that's really been successful. And then the second thing I'd say, which is kind of tying into a book that I love very much that Andy Grove, the guy that founded Intel, wrote, Only the Paranoid Survive. And I think that we stay sufficiently paranoid around here. I've got my whole management staff right now reading a book called No Man's Land by Doug Tatum, who's an Atlanta guy.
Doug was on last week. I launched that book on my show.
Great. So you know all about it. But real quick, Doug's book about No Man's Land talks about growing companies that can grow broke if you don't do it well. So we're trying to keep our edge, stay sufficiently paranoid without, you know, getting paralyzed. But everybody here understands what's at stake. And, you know, I think we've just got a good culture working.
I like that term, Jay. Stay paranoid without getting paralyzed. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay,
yeah,
give us a website one more time before you go.
ISITN.com. And for the book, KeepSwingingBook.com.
And it's an award-winning book, by the way. Hey, Jay, thanks for being here. Good job today. Take care of
yourself. Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks a lot.
We'll see you next time. Now take a quick break, 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. When I come back, Arnold Palmer, right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.